This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Next Tuesday, Aspen voters will decide the future of the Lift One Corridor project. It's a facelift for 1A that would extend the bottom of the historic chairlift into town. I'm joined in the studio by Carolyn Zachariasen, who's been following this story for the Aspen Times. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi.
So if you're voting for 1A, what are you actually voting for?
You're voting for a lot. They're talking a lot about a chairlift, and that would replace the old Lift 1A chairlift. But along with that is about 320,000 square feet of commercial space. A timeshare project that's 107,000 square feet that's called the Lift 1 Lodge. And then there's also the Gorsuch House, which is 67,000 square feet, 81 rooms. And then there's a parking garage, there's a ski museum, it's a refurbished skier's chalet lodge and a skier's restaurant. And it's all in one ballot question.
Why are we voting on this?
We have to vote on it for a couple different reasons. The Gorsuch House is proposed to be built on 1 acre, is owned by the ski company that they're going to buy from the ski company, and it's zoned conservation district, and it needs to be changed to lodging. There's also city parks that would have to be changed in use to ski operations that would be part of the ski return, and then public money. The developers are asking for $4.36 million as part of the contribution to the entire project, which would go to improvements to Dean Street and the Skiers Museum.
What's in it for Aspen? Why do some say yes, that this is worth spending taxpayer money on?
The developers will say, and I do believe this, that there will not be another chance to bring the lift all the way down to Dean Street. So that is a huge thing to guarantee a lift. You know, FIS and World Cup skiing is not coming back unless we get a new lift. The ski company has been pretty adamant, like, we're not going to replace that. We don't need two portals at the base of the mountain.
What happens if this doesn't pass?
The lift just won't come down to Dean Street. So they'll just separate the two projects, the hotel and the timeshare project. Lift One Lodge and the Brown brothers, Michael and Aaron, will build their timeshare. They have to. Their vesting rights end in 2021. So they have to go through the building permit application process, which takes an entire year. So they'll have to just go ahead and start right away so they can break ground in 2021. And then Gorsuch will have to come back to City Council because they tabled their land use application in March of 2017 when the City Council said, hey, can you guys all work together and see if you can bring the lift down? So their land use application was tabled. They will likely come back for approval for a hotel, and everything will just be kind of a hodgepodge. If you want a lift all the way down to Dean Street, you vote yes, and you have to put up with all of the development that goes with it. If you don't want all that development and you feel like there's not enough information for you or there's too much, you know, negative things, then you vote no and you have a chairlift that goes farther up.
That was Carolyn Zachariasen, reporter for the Aspen Times, talking about the 1A ballot question. Aspen City election is Tuesday. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me.